Good morning, everyone. This is Ann Baker on Talking with Ann on News Talk 1400 AM, 92.3 FM, WOND. Call in line 609-927-1100, online at WONDradio.com. You can get us through Simple Radio app. You can ask Alexa, or you can call into Ryan this morning. Good morning, Ryan, who is in our studio's bunker, so to speak. He gets a chance to roll us out and do whatever we ask him to do. And like our Scotty, he's here for us and he's here for you. So he will be answering the phone. And in fact, we've got Dr. Nina Radcliffe on. Good morning, Dr. Nina. How the heck are you? Dr. Nina.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful.
Are you speaking as you would if you were in the Netherlands or in...
Oh, my gosh. I get so invigorated by traveling and trying new things.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't... You know, we used to travel. And, of course, you are certainly young enough. You've got another 30, 40 years ahead of you to travel. But we traveled through Europe for 2.5 months when we were married just a couple of years. It was sort of like just fun and interesting, and we did things we wouldn't normally do, and we learned a lot about human nature and people from all parts of the world, and it was really wonderful. But we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about your topic, which you always make your topic so important to all of us.
Right.
What do we need to know, as always?
Well, health is important. I mean, that, so everything I talk about health-wise is important to us. And I say this because I work primarily in a hospital where I see people who are getting their feet amputated or having a heart attack or having a stroke. And while some of these things would happen regardless, many of it can be prevented. And, you know, I just don't want anyone to ever have regrets. So if we can change some people's minds about choosing wiser, healthier ways of living, it's so worth it.
Yeah, it is. And the fact that it's actually very, very easy when you consider that all of us have, or... the greatest majority of us have feet and legs that work.
Exactly.
And because we do, there is a chance that we will be able to get all the exercise we need in a day simply by using our feet and our legs. And how important is it for us to know that?
The war on...
And, you know, that's the thing.
We
it's
broke
free.
Down.
It's easy. You just need some good shoes. You need to have some good form. It's heel to toe. And just by walking 30 minutes a day, you can make a significant impact on your heart's health, your risk of stroke, your body weight, your risk of diabetes. And that's what I want to bring it to people's attention. You know, even the cumulative amount of walking, if you do 5 minutes here, you know, 10 minutes later in the day, 15 minutes during lunch or at the end of the day, you start your morning that way. You know, there's a lot you can do and there's improvement. I love giving people ways to make their lives, you know, healthier that are within grasp. And, you know, in the past, you know, there was something about 10,000 steps a day. And for a lot of people, that doesn't seem attainable, 10,000 steps. Even some days when I look at my phone, I'm like, oh, I've got 6,000 steps. You know, and usually I think I'm doing more than that. But, you know, and that can be discouraging to some. But, you know, newer studies have shown that, you know, 8,200 steps, you know, 6,000 steps are more than enough. And, of course, the more steps, the better. But you want to do it consistently. And I love the fact that walking... It's such a simple thing to do. It's such a gift to do, whether you are at work, you're going shopping at the grocery store, you're going to a mall, you want to enjoy some nature. There's so many benefits that can be garnered from walking.
You're walking right now, aren't you?
Oh, of course.
I know. You're on your treadmill.
My policy is I don't respond to emails. I don't talk on the phone. I don't do anything unless I'm actually physically moving and stuff like that. I don't just sit and do stuff.
You're a multitasker.
You know, that can be time-consuming. Not that that's not, but I want to emanate when I...
Well, Well, let me tell you, anybody who is on your Facebook page and sees you understands that you are constantly in motion. You are very, very active when you travel. You don't just sit there and have someone tell you about what's happening. You go and explore everywhere.
When I'm on vacation, I travel. I try to do 20,000 steps a day. And that's what I love about Europe and other parts. Like when I go to the beach, I'm going to do my 8 miles, 10 miles a day. When I'm in Europe, I'm sitting there walking everywhere so I can see everything. I can be on the floor walking around. I consider walking a gift. You know, some people have to get into wheelchairs, and God bless them. You know, so the people who aren't able to walk, I want people just to, encourage them to be able to do that. It's something that can be so powerful for your heart's health.
Yeah, which is something that I'm absolutely amazed by. I'll go up on the boardwalk during the summertime, and I'll see people that are morbidly obese carrying their sodas on the boardwalk. And I'll think to myself, they're walking, but at the same time they're walking, they're consuming bad calories, bad sugar calories. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And I think, how many of them are going to survive? I mean, I look at my own age, and I'm up there, but I'm thinking, you know, I've taken pretty good care of my health. What about these people that I'm seeing?
I know. I'm on your Facebook page. I see it.
Yeah. And so this is so important, and it's so easy. That's what I can't understand. I mean, if you've got a house that's got two stories, you've got steps. You can, and most steps, there are banisters that you can hold on to. If you're just going to start doing some exercise, you could be going up and down steps, even during the cold weather or bad weather.
Right. There's a lot you can do around the house, whether you're vacuuming, whether you're moving your laundry and stuff. And when I was younger, I was able to go to the gym for 2 or 3 hours. I mean, who has that time now? So I get it. You know, but the day when I'm at work, I make sure I take the steps whenever I can, or the stairs. I make sure I walk around as much as I can so I can collect all those steps. And then when I do activities with my daughter, I'm moving around. I'm not just sitting there on the sideline. I'm getting my steps in. I'm walking backwards and frontwards and this and that, because there's only so much time in the day. And we have so many obligations. We're so busy with so many different things. But it is important that we move, and we move often. And, you know, just sitting around for about 30, 40 minutes at a time increases your insulin resistance. That means your body's ability to respond to insulin and balance your blood sugars. So, you know, these are things that over time can result in, you know, developing diabetes. So we want to move not just one time a day, you know, get it done in the morning time and sit the rest of the day. We want to move throughout the day. And, you know, we have to find ways to start off slow, especially people who are sedentary. You know, start with 5 minutes a day, sit to 10. You know, if you have a heart conditions or other medical conditions, talk to your doctor about what you can do to start being more physically active, even whether it's moving your arms and stuff, but you can add to it. You know, condition your body. Our bodies were meant to move. Our bodies were meant to walk. They were meant to be fit and physical. This is what we're supposed to do.
Yeah, and I loved the study that you showed. By adding 2,000 more steps a day to your regular activities, you may never gain another pound.
Exactly.
I mean, why wouldn't people want to go for a walk? Yeah. Come on.
Well, that's with the caveat of eating healthy. That's also with the caveat that, you know, you maintain the same type of calories and stuff like that. But, you know, 2,000 steps is approximately 1 mile for most average adults. So walking a mile extra a day, you won't gain weight.
Isn't that wonderful?
Amazing?
It is absolutely.
And that's about 20, 30 minutes. Moving around.
It's absolutely fabulous. But I'll tell you, when I get up, I mean, the older we get, the stiffer we are when we awaken from sleep, if we manage to get a good 6, 7, 8 hour sleep. Mm-hmm. And I can't get out of bed without stretching, because if I don't stretch my back out, if I don't get my, all the parts of the back going, and if I don't stretch my legs out and my feet even, I feel like I am on the road to being a cripple. And I hate that. I hate that idea. So every single day for the last, I don't know, 30 years or so, I've been stretching, and it has helped me to remain upright. So I love this about the steps, because I don't want to gain another pound. Honestly,
exactly.
I don't.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have to handle our bodies with care. We can't expect our bodies when we're 45, you know, my age, older than that, whatever, to be like they were at 18. I'm dealing with many of these same things, but my goal is to do what I can to stave off all those ill effects. And that means I have to be attuned to what I'm putting in my mouth and eating, how physically active I am, and what I'm doing. So this is really a conscious part of my day, but I'm committed to it. And, you know, we commit ourselves to many different things that don't necessarily reap dividends or have payouts to it. But, you know, taking care of your physical health, as well as your mental and emotional and spiritual health and all that, is very important.
Yeah.
I would rather go for a walk on the beach than go sit at a bar with, you know, people. If they want to hang out, let's go for a walk. Let's go to the beach. Let's go for a walk. So that's why sometimes people don't call me to hang out with me. But
you're going to make a move. You're going to make a move, Nina.
I'm going to make a move.
Well, that's so good, though, because when you say go someplace where you are, you know, where you can actually take a walk, where you can stroll, or you can go more quickly. You're not impeded by anyone. It is so good for your emotional and spiritual health.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think people understand that. We need to get away from the everyday politics, from the stresses, from the family sometimes, and all the stressors that are involved with that. And sometimes a walk is the perfect way to do that, where you actually can think and think about perhaps solutions to problems that you are facing.
Well, we call it me time, but, you know, really it's my time. Whenever I walk and I have that time, it's really my time having communication with God. So that's prayer, communication with God. And that's so – when I do that, I get grounded.
Yeah.
Instead of picking up the phone and checking the news and seeing what's going on with Hunter Biden's laptop, you know, it's like I can't deal with it, like, on a daily basis. I kind of just put all this stuff down in a way, and it's better for me mentally.
Yeah.
So I'd rather spend time talking to God, because I know he's in charge.
Because right now we look around, and politically we see the people that are in charge are, in fact, people that want to destroy us, destroy our way of living, keep us perhaps like the Uyghurs in China are being kept, you know, to be used by those who simply think they know better than God. But, you know, here we are, and we've got the opportunity still in this country to go out, to exercise, to make something more of ourselves, to take advantage of the opportunities. And we here in South Jersey, living along the coast, I mean, you talk about God's natural resources that can really just increase our spiritual health, our emotional health. We are so blessed.
Yeah. We're very privileged to live down in Atlanta County. People come from Philadelphia, New York to be here, and you see how people flock to the shores during the summertime. But we have the privilege of being able to utilize that even during the wintertime. Nothing is more beautiful than the beach in the winter when hardly anybody's there except for the dogs and the people here locally. I mean, we need to take advantage of this. These things are basically free, and they're good for your health. And I guarantee somebody who takes a walk, just, you know, sits on the beach with that, those sounds of the waves and, you know, looking at the little birds who keep doing what they're doing, it's refreshing for your, like, emotional and spiritual health.
You bet. And sometimes I think that's where we need to actually think about our health, our emotional and spiritual health. Because I see people that are just overwhelmed with tragedies or with the stresses, and I think to myself, you need to stop thinking about those things that stress you out. You need to think about the blessings that allowed you to wake up in the morning, to take your walk on the beach, and to have my Nina on my show. How lucky am I?
Yeah. you know, we are, there's always going to be suffering. There's always going to be struggle. It doesn't matter what happens. Everybody faces it. It's how we cope with it that's important. So, yeah. You know, when, you know, just the physical exercise, going for a 5-minute walk can decrease feelings of anxiety. It's better to do that than to pop a Xanax or to take a drink of alcohol or a puff of, like, marijuana or whatever else it is, or to sit there and just be jittery and anxious. Go for that walk. Yeah. Do something that's free, you don't need a prescription for, and has little to no harm. I can't imagine what kind of harm it does for you. But, you know, it's like, do something that you can and have control over. Yeah. And the more you do it, you're going to see the benefits of this.
Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I am just so happy that you're here to remind us of that, Nina, because we all need to be reminded that we've got the ability to keep ourselves healthy if we choose to do so. Dr. Nina, once more, you are the best. Thank you
so much. God bless you. Thank you for that opportunity to speak to you and your audience.
God bless you, Nina. Have a wonderful weekend, my friend. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye. Please stay with us. We'll be back on the air in just a few minutes.
Angst in Memphis, Tennessee, as authorities prepare to release police body cam video of the brutal and deadly beating of a black driver, Tyree Nichols.
Even though this is a very, very difficult video to watch, it was never a thought that we would not release this video.
Memphis Police Chief Sarah Lynn Davis, five of her officers, all black, are now facing charges.
We've heard it described that he was attacked like he was a human pinata. They say he was pepper sprayed. He was, they used a stun gun on him in the video, according to the family, and that he was beaten mercilessly, they say.
ABC Steve Osunsami. The National Archives sending a letter asking former U.S. presidents and vice presidents to look for any classified documents they might have. That after President Biden, former President Trump, and former Vice President Mike Pence all had top secret docs. Comedian Jay Leno injured again, breaking his collarbone and some ribs in a motorcycle accident last week. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
The Broadley's WOND Weather Center.
Plenty of sunshine today, chilly and just a touch breezy, though not bad. A lot less windy than we've been. It's going to be a quiet, nice day to finish the work week. High temperatures this afternoon will be in the low 40s. Tonight, clear skies. Low temps will drop into the lower 30s by Saturday morning. Saturday will turn a little breezy again. We'll have plenty of sunshine and stay dry with high temperatures near 50 degrees on Saturday afternoon. For Longport Media, meteorologist Alexa Trischler.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
News Talk 1492.3 WOND celebrates the life and work of David Spatz. Join us this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday from 4 to 8 p.m. as we celebrate David by replaying some of his more memorable celebrity interviews from his Emmy Award-winning television show and his radio show. It's a tribute to David Spatz this Saturday and Sunday, 4 to 8 p.m. right here on News Talk 1492.3 WOND.
WOND Pleasantville.
Ann Baker is on News Talk 1492.3 WOND. Want to talk with Ann? Call 609-927-1100.
Everyone, this is Ann Baker on Talking with Ann on News Talk 1400 AM 92.3 FM WOND. Call in line 609-927-1100, and I want to welcome Jack McManus. Jack, good morning. Are you there?
I am here. Yes. Good morning to you as well.
Superb. Well, you know, there are an awful lot of things to talk about, Jack, and I know that you have many things on your mind. I have a lot of things on my mind, and I think to myself, where is our country going? Where are we headed, and how can we stop this precipice that is almost right in front of us? How do we stop from falling over it and becoming mired in a Marxist way of life? What do we do to keep this from happening? I mean, we've got open borders where there are millions of people being allowed to cross our borders, some of whom are innocent, who have simply been listening to Biden say, come, surge the border, that idiot. And then I think to myself, well, these people didn't know any better. But what about all those criminals? What about all that drug trafficking and sex trafficking? And what about all the gotaways that are very possibly terrorists that will wreak havoc on our country? What do you think, Jack?
Well, I think America is in deep trouble, and an awful lot of people kind of brush it off and say, oh, well, our country can't be destroyed. It's too good. It's too well founded. It's this. It's that, and so forth. And I thought I might like to talk a little bit about a strategy that is really unfolding in our country to ruin it. And it's the work of an Italian communist named Antonio Gramsci. Let me ask you at the beginning, are you familiar at all with Gramsci?
I think you have mentioned him on air. This is from a long time ago, right? This Gramsci person?
Yeah. Well, Gramsci lived in the early part of the 20th century. And he was a communist. In fact, he and Togliatti formed the Communist Party in Italy. But Gramsci was opposed to the way the communists were trying to take country after country with the use of military force and police state tactics and so forth. And he decided to move over to Russia and to study what Russia was doing so he'd be more able to shape Italy's communist movement into something that would be successful, as Stalin had been successful in Russia. What he found out over there was that the maintenance of a police state, which is what Soviet Union was, a police state, the KGB or the Cheka or the NKVD or whatever you want to call it, they were constantly busy putting down little revolts here, little upset people there and so on. And they hadn't been Marxized. That's a new word I'm coining here.
There you go.
Okay. So Gramsci stayed in Russia for quite a few years, and then he came back to Italy. When he was back in Italy, he started criticizing the following the Russian plan in Italy, that of being a revolution that would free everybody from the government and so on, which of course it never did and it never intended to do. So what he said is basically what we should be doing is destroying what holds the country together.
Ooh, culture.
And that's culture, you're right. And so he angered some of the people in Italy about it and so forth. So they jailed him, and he spent about 9 years in jail. He died in jail in 1937. But during those 9 years of his time in jail, he kept writing what he thought would be a better way of subduing the freedom-loving Italian people or the freedom-loving people in any country. And that would be to infiltrate and take over the different elements of a culture of a nation. And that would be the schools, certainly, mm-hmm. the press, importantly, and the churches. So he wrote, he had nine years in prison, and he wrote what were called the prison notebooks. And a lot of this was discovered and shared within Italy later on as a new strategy, no longer economics and so forth, as had been the attempt of Stalin and other Soviet Union leaders to enforce their will with a police state. So if Gramsci recognized that a country had a culture, and if they could destroy the culture, what do we mean by the culture? Well, we mean the schools, we mean the press, we mean the ordinary things that people take for granted.
The family.
And have them start promoting a Marxist idea and using the word tolerance. In other words, you aren't supposed to be opposed to anything. You're supposed to tolerate it. You don't necessarily have to abide by it yourself, but you have to tolerate that others would. And so what do we see happening in our country today? We see the Gramsci strategy working and working very, very well. The Gramsci strategy is the one that has people say, oh, I don't like same-sex marriage, but it's okay for my government to say that we shall have same-sex marriage. That's a very strong indication of the tolerance that is expected and so on. So Gramsci's strategy was to work through existing organizations like the Rotary Clubs and the Kiwanis Clubs and so on, but mostly through the schools. schools right from the beginning of a grade school, and now they want, of course, they want two-year-olds and three-year-olds into the schools where they can be brought up by a Gramscian strategy rather than by the traditional mores and practices of a Christian civilization. So there's never any frontal attack in this. It's all undermining. And unfortunately, it works. And our country right now is seeing every part of its culture under attack. And most people don't know how to handle it or if they even want to handle it. And it's undoing our country. We have a situation where you go back to the 1820s, the 1830s, 40s, you didn't have to tell people that something was constitutional or unconstitutional. They knew because they had read and studied the Constitution. Today, you talk about it to people today, they have no appreciation of what the Constitution of the United States is all about. And the Constitution should be known as a here's what you don't do. It's not a forcing of any particular ideology on people. It's the stemming of the tendency of civilizations to corrupt themselves. America became great not because of what government did, but because of what government was prevented from doing. And much of the Constitution of the United States is a you can't do this, you can't do that. And if we don't give you permission to do something else, you can't do that either. And that's all been changed. That's part of the Gramscian strategy and infiltration of the churches, the schools, the media. We see all kinds of things being tolerated today that would never have been tolerated even as much as 40, 50 years ago. And yet here we are. So I think a study of Gramsci and what he intended would be of value to a lot of people. And there have been articles about it in our magazine, The New American. And this morning I was rereading something that a man who became a friend of mine had written. He wrote a book called The Keys of This Blood, and it's the struggle of implementing the Gramscian strategy here in the United States. It's got an entire chapter in that book about Gramsci. So it's important. We see things that were absolutely and totally not tolerable being done all the time. We see the schools persuading young people to change their sex. If you don't like being a man, you can become a woman. Or you don't like being a girl, you can become a boy. And it's destroying a lot of young lives. And it's certainly something that is being forced upon the American people in the name of tolerance. We've got to tolerate this. The culture of America is based mostly on what we could call Judeo-Christian ethics, and all that's being tossed aside, and our country is not the better for it. It's the worse for it. And we've tried to explain this in the John Birch Society over the years. I guess we ought to stress it even more. It's needed more today than it was 20, 30, 40 years ago.
So we have to become a little more intolerant of what these societal changes are and who they're being pushed by, in this case, by the federal government, who certainly the federal government and its agents are not our friends. They do things to undermine our country, and unfortunately, we're stuck with it.
That's right. Well, there is resistance still exists, but people are afraid to speak out. They're afraid to express their disagreement with what's going on in the schools and what's going on. And of course, there's some pressure from the authorities about that. There are places in this country where if you question the school department and its edicts about what should be taught in the schools, you might be arrested. You might be punished for doing that.
Yeah,
that's another part of changing the culture of the United States.
Yeah, we have that here in South Jersey. Actually, there was an article in the paper the other day that talked about a school board in Atlantic City. We have a terrible school system there. The only ones who are being educated in the Atlantic City High School are children from Down Beach, the wealthier communities. Those children living in the inner city are indeed, they're prisoners of their poverty because of the lack of discipline that is demanded by the administration. So we see this happening all around us, the fact that society is breaking down, and the fact that there are people out there who are leftists, obviously, because if you are a constitutionalist, if you believe in the Constitution, your Bill of Rights, if you believe in the Declaration of Independence and the fact that you deserve opportunity, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, if you believe in that, then you are still a conservative. But apparently, this is not something that the education so-called experts want for your children. They want it for their children. They want it for upper-class children. But when it comes to the impoverished children, usually children of color, it's the Democrat Party that keeps them in bondage because they refuse to teach them with the amount of responsibility and discipline that every child needs in order to learn.
That's right. That's right. And because you had a vice president of the United States, Kamala Harris, recently in her speech, she opened it up by talking about the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
People in the audience were somewhat surprised to hear her. But she tortured it.
Yeah. Twisted it. Yep.
The Declaration of Independence said men are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. And among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, she left out the part about the creator, and she left out the part about life.
Yeah.
She's so pro-abortion.
Yep.
So she talked about liberty and the pursuit of happiness. Well, I mean, you've certainly destroyed the foundation of America right there in those digressions from what the Declaration of Independence actually says.
Yeah, I don't know that she's ever actually read it. I think, you know, she...
Well, she's read it enough to know what to
leave out
of it. You know, in order to forward her views and her attitude even more than has been in the past. She's a very dangerous person, I think.
Yes, she is. And she's the next in line after this old man leaves. And she's there, and she will be even worse than Biden. Biden may not even know what it is he's saying, but she does. And the fact that she can't put two words together, two sentences together without cackling over them, speaks to her mental health. And this is a woman who is, as you say, she's dangerous. But you know what, Jack? I saw on television they had judicial appointees or people who wanted to get into the judiciary that were being appointed by Democrats. And they had this one young lady who would, of course, become a judge if she were to be passed by the committee. And they they asked her. It was John Kennedy, I believe Louisiana. He asked her what she thought of Article 5 of the Constitution, and she didn't know what Article 5 had to do with. And then he said, well, what about Article 2 of the Constitution? And she didn't know what he was talking about. Yet these are two issues that are right there in front of us and in front of every politician, whether it has to do with the Electoral College having to do with Article 2, which we are seeing created the 2020 debacle, and
and the Convention of States, which is being pushed now throughout the United States in every state to have amendments passed to our Constitution. And this woman didn't know anything at all about it. And here she is, a graduate of probably a very good university law school. She doesn't know the Constitution. I don't know.
You use the word good in a sense that I wouldn't about these prestigious universities.
Yeah.
They're not good.
Not so good anymore.
No, they're very harmful.
Yeah.
You can send somebody off to college, and after 4 years, you even your son and your daughter, you might not even know who they are when they come back. It's a terrible situation.
Yeah.
And happily, enrollments in a lot of colleges is declining. People are deciding that they don't want to pay a lot of money to have their daughter and their son's brains laundered. And that's the Gramsci strategy at work, and it's very, very, very subtle.
You got to wonder why these great universities allow Confucius centers on their campuses, why they allow Chinese students in who are part of the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, why they would allow them to become part and parcel of their institutions, particularly when it comes to the science part of it, the technology part of it. And yet that's what they are allowing. And these kids, these students, I shouldn't call them kids because they are dyed-in-the-wool communists. These people are sending back all the information they can gather from the experimentation that's being done, whether it has to do with our weapon systems, because we know our universities are being given money by our government to investigate the different kinds of weapons that can be used through technology. And we're allowing communists on our university settings to send it back to Chinese communists. No wonder they are excelling at weaponry, at their naval forces.
One of the reasons that is happening is the fact that in order to fill the seats in the college campus, you've got to have students, you've got to have somebody. And so the Chinese communists are able to pay, and so they get the seat and so forth. And sometimes it's nothing worse than that fills a college campus with subversives, and people aren't. What I'm saying is that the schools are losing out on attracting Americans, so they got to have somebody come in and pay all the salaries and all the expenses of running a college.
Yeah, well,
Chinese communists become quite welcome.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate the education that the kids are sometimes getting today from the high schools, elementary schools, the community colleges, sometimes the education they're getting is so deficient in values. It's so deficient in teaching history, proper history, honest history. They become woke. They become indoctrinated themselves. And with their indoctrination, they're pushing the kind of awful indoctrination that has to do with the sexual nature of man and woman onto our smallest children. They're indoctrinating them. Our government wants us to send our 2 and 3 year olds into the preschools so that they can begin their indoctrination process early on. So we actually will lose our children to the Marxist theories that are being put out there today.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's happening.
We see it.
It's very close to the Gramsci idea of how to subvert a country and make it accept and want the Marxist views.
Yeah, how crazy is that?
That's what we're having.
I know. I know. It's because when you see that so many of Generation X wants to get rid of capitalism and instead think socialism is fine, I want to send them to Russia. I want to send them to Cuba. I want to send them to North Korea. I want to give them a one-way ticket and say, enjoy what happens when your liberties are taken away by what they might call the bourgeoisie. Yes, you will become servants, slaves of those who are wealthy and the rich and the industrialists and those in the World Economic Forum who are pushing for a one world order. I'll tell you, Jack, it's a scary world we're living in today.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Anyway,
it's time for anybody with any good American blood in their veins to say, okay, well, what do I do about this?
Yeah. Stand up. Speak out.
It might
out.
Sound like I'm getting tired of saying it, but the thing to do is to join the John Birch Society and have an organized cadre within a congressional district waking the town and telling the people what's going on and putting a stop to it.
Yeah. Jack, we will be back after the break. Okay. Everyone, stay with us. This is Ann Baker together with Jack McManus of the John Birch Society on Talking with Ann on News Talk 1400 AM 92.3 FM WOND. Call in line 609-927-1100. Stick around. We'll be back after the break.
WOND, live from the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Atlantic City Studio. Hard Rock Hotel. From ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Memphis is bracing for the release hours from now of the police body cam video of the brutal and deadly attack of Tyre Nichols. His mother, Rovon Wells, calling for calm once the footage is out.
I didn't see it, but from what I hear, it's going to be horrific. But I want each and every one of you to protest in peace.
More from ABC's Jim Ryan in Memphis.
At this point, only a handful of people have seen the body camera and security video of what would become a deadly police interaction with a civilian. Among them is Memphis Police Chief C.J. Davis.
In my 36 years, I don't think I've ever been more horrified.
Davis says she was angry and saddened by what she saw in that video. She was also confused.
And the level of aggression.
Aggression shown by five men wearing the same uniform she wears. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Memphis.
Also being released today, police body cam video in San Francisco showing the attack on the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Paul Pelosi was beaten in the head with a hammer and suffered serious injuries. Suspect David DePapp facing a slew of charges, including attempted murder. The Commerce Department out with new numbers on consumer spending. Prices rose 5% last month from a year earlier, down from a 5.5% year-over-year increase in November. Fed officials say it's another sign the economy is cooling off from record high inflation. Somber observances for Holocaust Remembrance Day. Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff in Poland visiting the site of the Holocaust's largest concentration camp, laying a wreath from the United States.
This visit comes amid an alarming surge in anti-Semitism and a dismal decline in Holocaust education. 63% of young Americans have no idea that 6 million Jews were murdered in the Holocaust.
ABC's Ariel Reshef, you're listening to ABC News.
I'm Martin Hoke, the inventor of Navage Nasal Care, and I love Navage. I've told you about how your nose is the body's air filter, that Navage's powered suction will help flush out allergens, viruses, mucus, and germs, and that Navage will help you breathe better. But what do other people say about Navage? Like Tara, quote, "My doctor wanted me to do saline rinses for my allergies, but I've never been able to successfully use a neti pot. Navage uses suction power, so it's foolproof. There are nights when I'll have particularly bothersome allergies. I'll bust it out, and the results are immediate. It's such a relief. It's become a lifesaver." Unquote. She's one of over 100,000 online reviews praising Navage, the all-natural solution trusted by over 3 million people to help you breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and stay healthier without drugs. Navage is available at Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, Target, Rite Aid, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, clean nose, healthy.
I'm Jim Taylor in the Longport Media News Center. Here's what's happening. Two women were arrested on robbery and other charges after attacking arresting two employees at an Atlantic City convenience store early Tuesday, all to steal bags of potato chips and a few packs of cigarettes. This according to authorities. The employees were not badly injured during the robbery, but the store on the 1700 block of Atlantic Avenue had extensive damage after a physical altercation between the women and workers. 30-year-old Scatera Newmones and 26-year-old Sierra Dixon were charged with robbery and simple assault. For the second time this month, residents across southern New Jersey have been reporting long periods of shaking inside their homes Thursday afternoon, with windows and walls rattling. And just like before, there have been no earthquakes reported anywhere in the eastern United States. Some residents are speculating the rattling inside their homes, along with some reports of loud booms, may be linked to military planes and helicopters flying over the Garden State. And the property manager at Stanley Homes Village asked the Atlantic City Housing Authority Board if it would reimburse residents who have been without major kitchen appliances for months. Officials saying new stoves and refrigerators have been ordered, but supply chain issues have delayed delivery and installation. You're up to date in the Longport Media News Center. I'm Jim Taylor.
The Broadleys WOND Weather Center.
Plenty of sunshine today, chilly and just a touch breezy, though not bad. A lot less windy than we've been. It's going to be a quiet, nice day to finish the work week. High temperatures this afternoon will be in the low 40s. Tonight, clear skies. Low temps will drop into the lower 30s by Saturday morning. Saturday will turn a little breezy again. We'll have plenty of sunshine and stay dry with high temperatures near 50 degrees on Saturday afternoon. For Longport Media, meteorologist Alexa Trischler.
Time now for a Matt World Minute with Matt Tennyson.
One of the most famous movies of the 60s is Franco Zeffirelli's Romeo and Juliet, an extremely well-done depiction of the Shakespeare novel. Michael York plays Tybalt. I think that's the best part in the whole thing. But two other actors are not too happy now. Olivia Hussey, who played Juliet, was 15 years old when the movie was filmed, and Leonard Whiting, who played Romeo, was 16. Both are now in their 70s and say that the Paramount engaged in fraud, sexual abuse, and sexual harassment by putting them naked in sexual connotations in the film. Apparently, Mr. Zeffirelli, the director, who died in 2019, told the actors they would be in flesh-colored clothing in the bedroom scene. But on the day of the shoot, Mr. Zeffirelli told the actors they would wear body makeup with the camera positioned in a way that wouldn't show their nude bodies. The lawsuit that was filed by the two actors says they were misled, was filmed in a nude without their knowledge, in violation of state and federal laws. Now, if you want to say the statute of limitations is gone, the problem is, in 2019, California passed a law that lifted the statute of limitations for childhood sex abuse for a three-year period. The three-year window expired at the end of 2022. The actors filed the lawsuit right before their expiration date. The lawsuit says defendants, meaning Paramount and Franco Zeffirelli's estate, filmed the nude or partially nude minor children without their knowledge, and that this is actionable. We are in an age of stupidity. And going after a film that was shot in 1968 for abusing the actors proves it. This has been a Matt World Minute with Matt Tennyson. Clay's
Climate Control. Listen, we've had a pretty mild winter so far, but don't fool yourself. We never know when the temperature's gonna plummet. Don't be the one to get caught in the cold with a broken or underperforming heater. That adds up to no heat. If your system struggled to keep up last year, or you've been putting off replacing that older system, it's time to call Clay's Climate Control. Don't wait till it's too late. Update your struggling system now. For a free estimate to have your heating system replaced, call Clay's now. 0% financing options are available right now. Clay's also offers discounted heating system repairs and maintenance through their 3C Club maintenance program. Visit claysclimatecontrol.com now to book your free estimate appointment. Don't get left out in the cold. Call Clay's now, 609-385-2881. Celebrating 20 years in business, Clay's Climate Control is a train dealer. It's hard to stop a train.
Clay's Climate Control. If you make the call, we'll handle it all.
Hi?
Afternoon. Atlantic City Electric here to install your new smart meter.
Did I order a new meter?
No. We're replacing old meters in South Jersey with new smart meters.
What's the catch?
No catch, just more insight and functionality.
Which means?
Soon, you'll have even more reliable electric service and new tools and programs to help you save energy and money.
Yep.
That's smart. Learn more about smart meters at AtlanticCityElectric.com/SEN.
News Talk 1400 and 92.3 WOND celebrates the life and work of David Spatz. Join us this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday from 4 to 8 p.m. as we celebrate David by replaying some of his more memorable celebrity interviews from his Emmy Award-winning television show and his radio show. It's a tribute to David Spatz this Saturday and Sunday, 4 to 8 p.m. right here on News Talk 1400 and 92.3 WOND. Off the Press with Scott Cronick is South Jersey's only live and local afternoon drive talk show. Local news, politics, entertainment, sports, dining, and the best guest lineup anywhere, including Mayor Marty Small the second Monday of every month, Congressman Jeff Van Drew, Senator Vince Palestina, Atlanta County Executive Dennis Levinson, gaming experts Roger Groves and Anthony Marino, and the biggest entertainers coming to town. Off the Press with Scott Cronick. Weekday afternoons from 4 to 6 on News Talk 1400 and 92.3 WOND.
W223CO Atlantic City.
You're talking with Ann on News Talk 1400 and 92.3 WOND.
Know your eyes in the morning sun. I feel you touch me in the pouring rain. And the moment that you wander far from me, I want to feel you in my arms again.
Yes, I think both Jack and I know, we recognize the Gibbs brothers. We recognize songs from the 80s and 90s, and we're here with John McManus of the John Birt Society. And Jack, I'm so glad that you are here, because the gentleman that you have done due diligence on, who was with us back in the early 20th century, I mean, he did a heck of a job in pushing this. And the patience of these people who are Marxists, who believe that there's a proletariat and a bourgeoisie, and the bourgeoisie should have total control over the proletariat. And it's like, gee, that's still going on today. We still see it happening with what we hear coming out of the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab and all of these extremely wealthy, as far as I'm concerned, they're ne'er-do-wells, because they're pushing a philosophy that will destroy the middle class, that will destroy populations throughout the world. They allow this, and they're sort of holding Chinese up as something to be emulated. So I don't know, Jack. I fear for our world, especially when I see that the education system has been infiltrated by a Marxist theology or philosophy or whatever you want to call it. That's their god, to take over the world and make us all slaves.
Well, and you got to give an example of what you're talking about there. It's to know that at a university today, you could have somebody come in and promote homosexuality. You could have everything trivialized that is basic to our country. But you would not allow a man like myself to come and speak to the students. It's a lockstep situation. I can go back as many as 40, 50 years ago when I started working for the John Birch Society, being welcomed as a spokesman of a point of view on a campus and so forth. But today, if you tried to do that, you'd be hooted out, or you would, the students themselves would arise and say, no, we don't want that guy on campus, and so on. It's just one small indication of what we've been talking about, that there's no uprising of the masses, as was Stalin's particular way of trying to get a communist route into a new another country. Gramsci said, simply weaken the will to resist. And you do that through the social justice centers. You do that through the churches, the education system. No gulags, no mass murder needed. Let the people, deprive people of good sense, good history, good, certainly the history of our own country. And it'll be easy for them to be Marxized. And by that, I mean, adopt the Marxian principles. It's going on. It's very deeply rooted, and it is dangerous for looking at the situation. You wonder how much longer our country can really last. Are they going to repeal the Constitution so that nobody can read it anymore, even if they wanted to? They don't have to today, but it's not being taught.
What is the open border? What kind of effect is having an open border and having people from all over the world stream through our border unimpeded by the government officials who should be protecting the citizens? How is that impacting what's going on that you're talking about, Jack?
Well, it's impacting with a lot of out-and-out criminals coming along with the people who are simply looking for a job. But it is also guaranteeing that there will be more and more people within our country who have never been properly educated about what our country is all about.
Yeah, that's the problem, I think, is that not just undereducated, we've been miseducated.
Yeah, right. Well, you can be miseducated by being subject to having basic principles ignored. And Gramsci knew about this. Gramsci was a student of history and psychology and philosophy. He was a brilliant man.
Yeah.
And he used his brilliance for the wrong purposes. It's time for a lot of ordinary American people to start using their God-given talents to protect our country and to get it back to where it was that made it the envy of the world.
Yeah. We've got Jack from Absecon on the line. Do you have a question? Good morning, Jack, and welcome to Talking with Ann. You have a question for John McManus?
I do, Ann. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jack, good morning.
Good morning.
Question. When we have governments that no longer require our participation, how do we correct it?
You mean by participation or the government refusing to allow?
One thing the author did not mention, he mentioned all of the different classifications except for government. If we're not participating in the government, we have no input after a vote. How do we change it?
Well, you put the responsibility of maintaining what's good on the backs of everybody. I mean, you can't just coast and expect that the coasting is going to prevail and you're going to be able to live out your life.
I'll give a personal observation, my own. I stopped paying taxes a year ago, nor will I continue or ever pay tax again until I see participation taking place by me, with them wanting me to participate, other than just money. Well, I know what's going to happen to me. I know what's going to happen to my home. I don't care. I will not live in a state that does not want me here. And I will not participate any longer. That's the only option that they have left. And it doesn't mean a damn thing when it's one person.
Start
multiplying it by a half a million, a million, 2 million, 3 million, and then they'll start paying attention. People are done. I know I'm finished. But I'm 80 years old. I really don't care. But I'm not going to continue to live the way they want me to live. And then I'm contributing to what's taking place.
You're asking them to put you in jail for not paying your taxes.
Well,
there are some things you have to.
That's your prerogative.
Well, that's right.
Have at it.
You're not going to be of any value in the educational job of teaching fellow citizens what they're losing if they continue to be just sit around and accept everything.
I'm doing the only option they left me, period.
No, you have other options. I don't recommend people stop paying taxes. I don't want to see good people like yourself, possibly. I don't want to see you go to jail. You can't help in the fight against totalitarianism growing here in our country from inside a jail. It just doesn't work. You got to stay active.
You got to put
up with some intolerances, at least for a time, so that you can have them disappear.
That's presupposing we're going to be here in time. We're going to exist in time.
Well, if your attitude prevailed, then tomorrow would be the end of America.
Not the end of America, end of people that do not want to run this country the way our founders left it. Because the erosion is not taking place with the citizenry, it's taking place with the people that are in these offices and in this government. And that should not be permitted to continue.
Well,
I'm not going to contribute to it any longer, period. And they can
have
that.
There's some things you have to put up with in order to be able to continue to fight.
Or they're going to do.
Yeah, you really do have to understand that we vote people into office, and we can't then just say, well, I'm done with that. That, like you call in here, like people still have that liberty, they have that freedom to speak out against the ills they see occurring in society, whether it's in their community, their state, or their country. We still have the ability to stand up and speak to others. And if, in fact, the problem that we see as so very urgent that we would dare perhaps put ourselves in a crisis mode where we could be put in jail ourselves, if we don't get enough people who feel the same way that we do to stand with us, then yes, nothing will happen. But if you've got a voice, and if you've got the ability to speak out about the problems that you see occurring and that haven't yet been fixed by the politicians you put in office, then it's time for people to come together and say, well, then let's get rid of these politicians. Let's vote them out. Let's not let them even finish their term of office. Otherwise, you're sitting there and you're allowing the same people to run for office the next time they come up for re-election, and they will be put there if people don't know what you're agitating about. If they don't understand the problems that you are undergoing, if they don't see the same dangers in local government that you see happening, and if you're not willing to stand up and talk to people about what exactly it is that needs to be changed, that you want other people in your community to come together to speak out against these abominations, well, it's going to continue, and you're going to stop paying taxes, and they're going to put you behind bars, and they're going to take away your home and all that you've worked so hard for all your life. Or you can start calling everyone you have on your list of telephone callers, your friends, your family members, and you can begin just inviting them to your home or to a hall to speak about issues. It's like we have so many organizations out there, and these organizations are social organizations. Well, how about if we turn these social organizations into organizations that actually focus on issues that need to be addressed by the very people who are supporting these associations, these organizations, and through their vote, these politicians? If you've got, you know, if there's something out there that's really bothering you, you need to alert other people as to what's happening. And if it's bothering them, they will join with you to get rid of the politician or to ask for legislation that will change the direction that your community is headed in.
All right, pick a subject today that we're paying for.
Roads.
New Green Deal.
Yeah.
Abortion. Abortion on demand. If the baby's alive, you can kill him. According to this state, that's where we're headed. We have a school system that's no longer teaching our children how to read, write, and arithmetic. They're teaching them about the diversities of life.
Yeah.
Aberrations of life.
Yeah. I feel your pain.
And we're supposed to sit here and accept it?
No.
And pay for it?
No.
That's why I stopped paying taxes.
Well, you know
I mean, I could have a litany of a list of what's going on right now where there's a total lack of participation by the citizens. And that's being caused by people in government that don't want us involved. They have all the answers.
Yeah. Yeah. All you
and
have to do is ask
them.
That
is what has to change. Yeah. We can do every damn thing we want and go to every stump and scream, but until those people start waking up to the fact that the only way they can eat their meals in peace is to correct what they're doing. And it comes down the line to us from up above that people, that they don't know how to tell the truth. They tell us whatever they think we want to hear. And as long as they're sending money to us, we're supposed to be happy. When in fact, all the money they're sending is money that we've sent to them. It's insane.
Yeah. Jack,
so
do you have any comments?
So you're going to stop fighting for this, for the right. You're going to allow them to throw you in jail and throw the key away and so forth, and no longer be a spokesman in the community for correcting
Jack,
what's being done.
I want you to understand where I'm coming from.
I understand where you're coming from.
I do not care anymore to live in this environment.
Why did you bother to call the stuff?
I don't need it anymore.
Why did you bother calling to say if you don't care anymore? Why call up?
I thought you might have had an answer for me.
Well, my answer for it is to stay in the fight and get others to join in the fight, and we can preserve our country. We can preserve, and we can even have some of the taxes removed. But we're not going to be able to do it if people like you decide I'm going to stop paying taxes and let them come and get me. I'll spend the rest of my life in prison.
Yeah, we need your vote to vote Jack Chitterelli into the governor's office in another 3 years. We need your vote. You can't be behind bars. So please consider what you're doing and consider changing it, because we need your voice. We need you to be able to tell people what it is that you find so anti-citizen with the government.
Anti-American is more like it.
Yep. Well, that's part of it. You betcha.
There could be people listening to this program who are very much in favor of everything you despise, and they're saying to themselves, oh, good. He's going to stop paying his taxes. He's going to stop being a pain in the neck in the neighborhood. He'll be in jail.
That's right. You better watch out for your phone privileges when you're in jail, because we might not be able to hear from you.
I wouldn't doubt they do that now. I really, well, Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, there are a lot of disgruntled people out there who see that the taxes they pay are going for people who don't even belong in our country, that the increased taxes that we're going to see placed on us because this Biden character closed down our energy resources in our country. He's allowed 100,000 of our citizens to die of fentanyl overdoses, of drug overdoses, because he refuses to close down a border. He refuses to have attorney generals who will, in fact, place these monstrous people who are drug dealers in jail. He does not let that happen, this Biden character. So, Jack, you know, we have an uphill battle, but I think we can do it.
Well, let's say, I think if it hadn't been for a John Birch Society, we would have lost it all by now.
You're probably right.
I can make a good case for that.
Well, you can make that case when we get back from our break. Please hang around. This is Ann Baker together with my guest, Jack McManus of the John Birch Society, on Talking with Ann on News Talk 1400 AM 92.3 FM WOND. Call in line 609-927-1100. You can get us through WONDradio.com. And, you know, we are the best medium out there. Why? Because you, the listener, can call in with whatever you need to say. You can agree with us or you can disagree. Dialogue is the best thing in the world for each and every one of us. Debate is something that is crucial when you are questioning something that someone says, or when you are questioning your government. You gotta debate it. In any case, stick around. When we come back, we'll be debating a little bit. Take care.
Memphis police are planning to release body cam video tonight from the police encounter with Tyree Nichols that led to his death. Five fired Memphis police officers now charged with second-degree murder. Memphis Police Chief Sarah Lynn Davis tells ABC News and talked about the timing of the video release.
We felt that Friday would be better. We're taking into consideration the reaction of the community that could potentially take place, and ensuring that our schools, you know, are out. Most business folks would be on the way home.
Community leaders are calling for calm. In the wake of classified documents found at the homes of President Biden, former President Donald Trump, and former Vice President Mike Pence, the National Archives now asking former presidents to do the search to make sure they don't have any documents. Federal prosecutors announced they've made two arrests in what they called a kidnapping plot by the Iranian government of a female journalist and Iranian dissident living in New York City. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
The Broadleys WOND Weather Center.
Plenty of sunshine today, chilly and just a touch breezy, though not bad. A lot less windy than we've been. It's going to be a quiet, nice day to finish the work week. High temperatures this afternoon will be in the low 40s. Tonight, clear skies. Low temps will drop into the lower 30s by Saturday morning. Saturday will turn a little breezy again. We'll have plenty of sunshine and stay dry with high temperatures near 50 degrees on Saturday afternoon. For Longport Media, meteorologist Alexa Trischler.
I need some backup. I got to get these trucks to Tuscaloosa by Tuesday.
Trevor's Trucking needs 3 18-wheeler drivers with commercial licenses ASAP, or his company will stall.
If we don't move the rigs before this weekend, we're going to be in trouble.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore.
anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FULL for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code FULL. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FULL for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FULL.
As a Walgreens pharmacist, I talk with people all the time about little tips and tricks for filling their Medicare prescriptions, like taking advantage of Walgreens 90-day refills to save them a trip, or using Refill by Scan, which is super easy and right on your phone. And for anybody worried about prescription costs, I say, hey, we got you, with low-cost copays on many medications.
Let's talk about making things easier. Walgreens is here. Fill your way and save at walgreens.com/Medicare. See pharmacists for restrictions and exclusions.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're gonna get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
News Talk 1492.3 WOND celebrates the life and work of David Spatz. Join us this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, from 4 to 8 p.m. as we celebrate David by replaying some of his more memorable celebrity interviews from his Emmy Award-winning television show and his radio show. It's a tribute to David Spatz this Saturday and Sunday, 4 to 8 p.m., right here on News Talk 1492.3 WOND.
WOND Pleasantville.
I think I like when it rains.
Ann Baker is on News Talk 1492.3 WOND. Want to talk with Ann? Call 609-927-1100.
Good morning, everybody. This is Ann Baker on Talking with Ann on News Talk 1400 AM, 92.3 FM, WOND. Call in line 609-927-1100. And we have with us Jack McManus of the John Birch Society. And Jack, we've got Frank from Galloway on the line. Good morning, Frank. How are you? I know you're there, Frank. I can hear you breathing.
Good day. Hi, good day. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Thank you, fine. I just got a very simple question. I think that what, you know, we're talking about the classified, unclassified, all these records that can bring the country under. Why are they not starting with the archives, where these records go to, and have to be controlled? And how are they? And how are they controlled if they're that important? And how easy is it to be taken out? I think what they should be doing is, when a record goes into the archives, if someone wants it, they have to, that record, there has to be some type of form or where it's kept in, that if you or I went in and we were able to get it, we'd have to put our fingerprints. So my fingerprint would be the last one that had that record. And then they would have to say why, and why could they get it? Was the presidents go in there and pick it up? Who went in there and pick up these records? Who got these records? And then they'd have a record to find out when they put it into the computer that these records are still outstanding. And no one came in, no one with that print or any other print brought that record back in. So they know about it when they're missing, there'd be no puzzlement. I just don't understand. I'm getting to the point whereby I heard the gentleman speak, and I can understand what he's saying, and I believe what yourself and the gentleman also said was that the, and I can understand about the not getting out and not paying your taxes and getting up there and do it. But it's so frustrating to see what's going on when it's really so simple but they just don't want to address it. And that's my thing, and I just wanted to get out there and let people hear me say what I'm thinking, because It's a very simple thing. Fingerprint. You are that last one who took that record. It goes into the computer, and they will know if those records have been returned and what reason they were taken out and who gave the authorization and so forth. Yeah. And I thank you very much for hearing me.
Thank you, Frank. Appreciate the call. There has to be a better way of determining what, in fact, should be termed secret documents. And unfortunately,
I mean, if they're so secret, how can they? If they're so secret, they can bring the country under. There's people going in there just picking them up and taking them out. Yeah. Who's concerned about that terribly secret information?
Yeah.
Definitely not the archives.
Yeah.
Because the people have them for years.
Yeah.
So we got to be very careful. And thank you once again. Have a good day.
Thank you, Frank. Well,
okay.
Jack, what do you think?
I'm not sure I understand what that man wants.
Well, I think that he had a solution for what was going on with the documents that apparently are taken out of the SCIF that are deemed to be of national importance, and they're taken out and they're not put back where they belong. And what he would do is have anyone who touches a document, you'd have to put your fingerprint there to allow the government officials know who was the last person who touched that document. And, you know, there's got to be a better way, Jack.
Obviously.
Yeah, yeah. Seriously.
Obviously. Right. The better way is an educated public, an educated group of people nationwide. We've said in the John Birch Society for many years, if 500 members of the Birch Society in a congressional district would certainly lead to somebody upstanding, not only understanding, but implementing all of the Constitution's do's and don'ts. This has happened, and it's happening again. And we're delighted about the awakening that's occurring across the country. People are sensing that there's something wrong. They're now turning, many of them, to the John Birch Society. And we certainly recommend that.
Yeah, well, let our listeners know how they can get a hold of the John Birch Society and become members of the John Birch Society, Jack.
Well, you can do it on the internet, jbs.org. Free information available, including an application blank for membership, if you want one. Or you can go on the telephone, 1-800-JBS-USA1, and talk to somebody and say, okay, please send me some information. I think I want to join the Birch Society. It's happening, and it's happening in a lot of places, and it's got to continue.
Yeah.
You know, there's one area that we were talking about, Gramsci and so forth. We didn't talk about the fact that his ideas were to even subvert the churches.
Oh, yeah.
So the churches, a lot of them have become social justice centers and not firm do's and don'ts that all churches should teach. Worship has been trivialized. You see Catholic priests whose names are Robert or John, allowing themselves to be called Father Bob, you know, that denigrates. That's the kind of thing that Gramsci would certainly have applauded. My point over and over again here is you don't need gulags and mass murder to take control of a country. You can take control of a country if people allow their culture to be destroyed and replaced by tolerance of everything. Well, you've got to be intolerant of some things, and if you're not intolerant of those things, then your culture will be destroyed.
Yeah. Well, I saw my religion being destroyed as I watched as priests who, in fact, some of whom had actually joined the priesthood in order to have access to children. Suddenly, we found out about it. We found out about the corruption, not just among the communities, but in Rome itself, the theft that was going on, the cover-ups of pedophiles, priests being moved from one community to another, not being given over to the authorities to be prosecuted for pedophilia, but being allowed to continue these horrific acts against the innocent. And we saw the corruption. And the corruption continues with a pope, this Pope Francis. Pope Benedict just died. Pope Benedict was one of the people who, in fact, helped to cover up the pedophile priest and move them around. And now we've got Pope Francis, who is a socialist to his core, who, in fact, invites every living person to be invited into the community, God's community, despite the fact that so many of these people are, in fact, evil and who are pushing an evil agenda. We can't have this and have an institution that remains uncorruptible because we've seen that the corruption has already begun and is spreading.
Exactly. It was part of the Gramscian strategy to infiltrate all areas of civilization and to get people interested in fluff and even things that are dead wrong and stop paying their due diligence towards freedom and education and truth. So his strategy certainly does work.
Yes, it does.
And, we got to stop it. We got to get back to basics. And there's no better place to do that than in the John Birch Society.
Well, I agree. This is your organization has been involved in researching what happens with government for many, 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 many years. And you've gone back beyond the years where John Birch Society under, was it Jack Welch?
Robert Welch
started the John Birch Society. You went way back to determine whether or not organizations that were begun in our government were in fact for the good of the citizen or for the good of the politicians in the federal government. And I think people need to understand that, you know, if you don't believe what you read, there are other resources you can go to. We know that the John Birch Society is more to the right than a lot of other organizations. But if you look at the research that you've done over the years, you can begin to see that the things that were written many years ago have come to pass because you warned people about what was happening in our country among our government officials.
Absolutely. Right on.
Jack, I don't know what we can do to change the course of history as we see it sliding down the precipice into the tar, but we have to continue speaking about it. Unfortunately, we are still able to get on air and speak our truth. And I guess as long as we're not removed by government officials who say you don't have First Amendment rights, I guess as long as we continue to have our First Amendment rights, at least here among talk radio media, that I guess we'll be okay, Jack. We just have to keep talking to people.
That's right. Education is our strategy and truth is our weapon.
Oh, perfect. Absolutely perfect. John McManus, I love having you on. I thank you for giving us your precious time. I hope that all is well with you and your family and your friends and that you continue to spread the good word about what your organization, the John Birch Society, and my organization, the John Birch Society, is doing for society. Thank you for being here with me, Jack. Looking forward to another 2 weeks.
Okay. Thank you, Ann. Always good to be with you. God bless America. And let's keep the fight up for America, not by stopping paying taxes and going to jail.
That's right. That's right. He's strong enough to call in and let people know. The government can easily track him if he's tough enough to do that and to be willing to face jail time. He should be tough enough to stand up and call people to his home and say, this is what we have to do in order to change the course of the legislation that we see possibly occurring and changing our way of life. Anyway, right. Jack, thank you, as always.
Okay. Bye-bye. We'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.
You betcha. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, we are, we're still on the air. I'm telling you, talk radio is the best medium out there. Why? Because you can call in. You can let people know what you're thinking. You can add to a conversation or you can change the direction. In any case, you are part of the process. You are part of the political process that goes on in our country every single day. And you're part of the process because you do pay taxes. You do have a voice. We still do have the Bill of Rights, which tells government, lay off. Stay away from this. It is none of your business. It's up to the states. It's up to the people. These are our rights, and the federal government is not allowed to touch them. And so we continue to speak out against a government that would easily take away all of our rights having to do with our Bill of Rights if they could. We see it happening with the Second Amendment. With our rights there. They want to take away all guns. They want to make sure that each and every one of us, they know where we live, they know what kind of gun we've got, and they know that if they knock on our door in the middle of the night in order to take away our guns, it's like, what are you going to do about it? Well, that's why we have to stand straight and tall and speak out against a federal government that would destroy our Bill of Rights. That's what they want to do. That's why they speak out. That's why they pass legislation. My God, when you consider, we had someone say, you know, when Kamala Harris was talking about life, she wasn't. She didn't mention the word life. She didn't mention the word creator. We are, we are created by a creator. We are given life. And the fact that those on the left would destroy the lives of the most innocent and helpless among us. In this state, we've got a governor who is evil to his core. Please don't call yourself a practicing Catholic as Biden does. He's no more a practicing Catholic than Lucifer was. That he would allow the deaths of children to take place in the womb with a heartbeat, able to feel pain. That he would allow these tiny little creatures from God, these gifts to us, he would allow them to be murdered in the womb and outside of the womb, tells you all you need to know about the character of the man. Or the woman who speaks out for the death of the most innocent among us. Roe versus Wade was overturned to be sent back to the states. The idiots that parade around and say, oh, this government has taken away our rights, our right to kill our own baby. How dare they? Wow. How evil do you have to be to want to kill your own offspring? And how evil is Planned Parenthood to park themselves in inner city neighborhoods? Margaret Sanger was a eugenicist who wanted to get rid of the black population. Would you call her a racist? This founder of Planned Parenthood? Because Planned Parenthood has continued on with the way Margaret Sanger wanted it to, putting it into black neighborhoods, encouraging black women to murder their babies, to have abortions. Ah, yes, you can't be free. You can't be free to do what you want to do, to go where you want to go, to have the job that you want to have, to be educated the way you want to be educated. If you get pregnant, if all of a sudden you are anchored by a baby. So we're here to get rid of the child growing within you. Wow, aren't you lucky? And so while the population, the black population, decreases because of the numbers of abortions committed by Planned Parenthoods in black neighborhoods, well, I don't know. Who's racist? I want to see black children being born into a family where a mom and a dad is devoted to the raising of their children, to making them understand that they are indeed the captain of their boat, where their choices will in fact determine their outcomes, where they're taught responsibility, where they're taught love of family, love of God, love of country. Do we have that anymore? No, we've got abortion. We've got women clamoring for the ability to get rid of the child that if they only were smart enough to use contraception, they wouldn't be pregnant and wouldn't have to get rid of the growing baby inside. Wow. How stupid are you women? You've never heard of contraception? You're a stupid bunch of people who will stand there and say, "Let me abort my baby." You're despicable. And people will say, "Well, it was because of rape. I didn't know what I was doing. I was drunk. I don't even know the father." Fine. Understand this. If you make a mistake, you've got a 2-week window in so many cases, more cases than not, because your your womb does not get attached to the sperm and the egg that has come together. If your womb doesn't find that attachment, then you are not pregnant. So within that 2-week period of time, if you go to the doctor and say, "You know, I had a sexual encounter, whether it was violent, whatever it was, you didn't want to get pregnant," the doctor could easily say, "Fine, take a test. We're going to give you the medication that you need to slough off the lining of the womb so that no fertilized egg can plant itself." That gives you plenty of time, doesn't it? If you didn't use contraception, if you weren't on the pill, if you didn't enforce contraception on the male of the species as well, guess what? You could take care of that problem. But why women who want to be sexually active, who, whether they're married or not, why they don't use contraception, why instead they will stand up and say, "Let me kill my baby, let abortions reign," is beyond me. It's like the lack of morality is incredible. And the fact that a woman would want to murder her own offspring is simply unbelievable. To moral people who understand that when life begins, it is a miracle from God. If you don't believe it, you need to see the documentary talking about life and watch as it proceeds to the culmination after 9 months of a baby, perfect or imperfect, of a baby, a human being who deserves the same kind of respect that each and every one of us does. Oh, pray for one another. Please. Our society is being broken apart by Marxists who want to destroy not only our concept of God, but of family, of unity, of country. Pray for each other. We need prayer more than ever. We're being led in a federal government by a man calling himself a Catholic who is indeed the devil's spawn. He will have much to answer for. He's got a short period of time left on his life. And he will have much to answer for when he meets God face to face. Know that I say what I say because I love you, and I love each and every one of the gifts that God gives us with the birth of a child. We need to be cognizant of these gifts that we're given. We need to understand that God walks with us every step of the way, that he expects us to make choices. He expects us to make these choices wisely, and that these choices should be grounded in the Ten Commandments, and in that saying, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Please know, I love you. Please take care of yourselves mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, financially, and educationally, so you can take care of your family, your friends, your neighbors, and your community. Believe me, you are loved. May God bless each and every one of us, and may God bless the United States of America. I do love you.
WOND, live from the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Atlantic City studio. Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Atlantic City, where you take the stage.
It's 12 o'clock. From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Memphis leaders and the mother of Tyre Nichols urging people to remain peaceful ahead of the release of Memphis PD officer body cam video between Nichols and five fired police officers who are now charged with second-degree murder. The graphic video expected to be released tonight. ABC's Jim Ryan is in Memphis.
The anger around this city is palpable, but among the voices calling for calm...
You guys are here for me and Tyre. You will protest peacefully.
Is that of Rovan Wells, the mother of Tyre Nichols. She has seen the violence and looting in places where police officers are accused of wrongdoing. In Memphis, she says.
You can get your point across, but we don't need to tear up our cities, people, because we do have to live in them.
Other cities across the country are also stepping up security as a precaution. Later today in San Francisco, the 911 calls and police body camera and surveillance footage will be released from the hammer attack on Paul Pelosi. The husband of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was attacked in October. A judge ordered the release following a media request. Defense attorneys and prosecutors argued to try to keep them sealed. The Justice Department announcing arrests in a kidnapping plot of an Iranian-American journalist.
Mahsa Alinejad was targeted in what U.S. Attorney Damian Williams called a murder-for-hire plot by Iran because she spoke out on Iran's human rights abuses, suppression of democratic voices, and discriminatory treatment of women.
A plot directed and tasked from within Iran that enlisted members of an Eastern European organized crime group to kill a U.S. citizen.
Court records said the gang leader, Rafat Amarov, and an associate, Polad Omarov, sent $30,000 to an operative here in the United States to buy an AK-47-style rifle to use in the murder. The operative was arrested in July outside Alinejad's Brooklyn home. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Consumer spending fell in December 0.2% from the previous month. You're listening to ABC News.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters.
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner. I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hungered in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure for fast, powerful nighttime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. NyQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold, and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine. Use it directed.
The secretary.
Process. Jersey have been reporting long periods of shaking inside their homes Thursday afternoon, with windows and walls rattling. And just like before, there have been no earthquakes reported anywhere in the eastern United States. Some residents are speculating the rattling inside their homes, along with some reports of loud booms, may be linked to military planes and helicopters flying over the Garden State. And the property manager at Stanley Homes Village asked the Atlantic City Housing Authority Board if it would reimburse residents who have been without major kitchen appliances for months. Officials saying new stoves and refrigerators have been ordered, but supply chain issues have delayed delivery and installation. You're up to date in the Longport Media News Center. I'm Jim Taylor.
The Broadleys WOND Weather Center.
Plenty of sunshine today. Just a touch breezy, though not bad. Nothing like we've seen. Much quieter today to finish off the work week, though it will stay chilly with high temperatures only in the low 40s this afternoon. Clear skies tonight. Low temperatures in the low 30s by Saturday morning. Saturday staying dry with plenty of sunshine. Getting breezy again with high temperatures in the upper 40s. And on Sunday, we'll have increasing clouds with high temps climbing into the lower 50s. For Longport Media, meteorologist Alexa Trischler.
And now, this is the Kudlow Riff.
All these woke values. Barack Obama's years were heavy into this. Biden has continued it and then some. And of course, they're waging war against fossil fuels, which permeate every part of our economy. And prices are high and supplies are scarce. Etc., etc.
More after this.
Guys, fellas, men, are you ready? I mean, Roman ready for Valentine's Day? Some say it's the sexiest day of the year. Flowers, chocolates, candlelit dinners, that's all great. But I think we all want something a little more physical, too. Because a strong sex life can deepen your feelings of intimacy with your partner and lead to increased happiness. So if you're prepping for Valentine's Day, right now is the perfect time to check out Roman. Roman has genuine medication that helps you achieve and maintain a strong erection. Roman has discreet wipes that help you last four times longer in bed. Roman has testosterone testing and treatment. Treating low testosterone can help revive your sex drive. And better yet, with Roman, everything is online. There are no waiting rooms and no hassle. Roman sends everything right to your door with free shipping and in discreet packaging. So, men, for better sex this Valentine's Day, go to ro.co/vday. Do it today and get 20% off. That's ro.co/vday.
And now, this is the Kudlow Riff.
You know, Ronald Reagan, my former boss years ago, used to always say, government is the problem, not the solution. And boy, was he right. Reagan used to also say the scariest words in the English language. I'm from the government and I'm here to help you. Boy, was he right about that. You can watch these crazy Davos climate fanatics, John Kerry in Davos, screaming out, money, 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 said it nine times. He's talking about federal money, federal government money to go to all these crazy climate schemes, these left-wing radical climate schemes. We don't need any of it. We should go back to Donald Trump's energy independence is what we ought to do. But you get my point. Government is too big. Government is blocking economic growth. Government spends way too much. government regulates way too much. $200 billion plus regulations, new regs, in Biden's first year alone. Can you imagine that? They're going after, it's not just fossil fuels, not just oil and gas. They're going after businesses, large and small businesses. This crazy woman, Lina Khan, running the Federal Trade Commission, she is anti-business. The Justice Department is anti-business. Of course, the Energy and Interior Department's anti-business. The EPA, anti-business.
Keep listening for more entertaining and informative opinions from Larry Kudlow. This South Jersey Insider's Minute is sponsored by the Hard Rock Casino Hotel.
Want the inside scoop on South Jersey restaurants, bars, entertainment, and more? Here's our very own South Jersey insider, Scott Cronick.
Gas bars in Egg Harbor Township closed abruptly after 45 years in business. Then, three Ocean City institutions called it quits: Voltacos, Ward's Pastry, and OC Surf Cafe. When all four of these announced, social media went bananas, with posts lamenting the loss of these legendary places. But the question that kept coming to my head in response, when was the last time you ate there? When was the last time you supported this place that you say you are so sorry to see close? And that's my point. Think about all the local treasures that you have in your area. Don't wait until they close. Go support them. Support local. Make sure that you go to your favorite restaurant as much as possible so that they can stay business. So the next time when you're sitting back and wondering, what am I going to eat tonight? Forget about that chain. Think local and say, when was the last time I went to my favorite restaurant? And then go to it.
Experience South Jersey like an insider. Keep listening to this station for more from Scott Cronick.
It's another 103.7 WMGM concert event.
Motley Crue, Def Leppard, live in Atlantic City. Two shows. Friday and Saturday, February 10th and 11th. Hard Rock Live at Eddis Arena. Tickets on sale now. Get tickets.